You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Boyan to score and Stoke to win is 9-2. Odion Ighalo to score and Watford to win 7-1. Those are two headline offers here. And Derek, Stoke have suddenly hit their stride. They've not been entirely convincing, but they've won the last three in the league, conceding just once in the process. That run sparked by the win at Fulham in the Capital One Cup, and we all know that goals have been hard to come by for Watford.
Yeah, well, you know, if Stoke and Man United, they were getting all sorts of acclaim winning while playing badly. Well, that's exactly what Stoke are doing, you know, and yet they're getting stick. 21-20 to beat Watford. It's not the best of the season, because they had that last week, remember? That one at 3-1. But Stoke will win this, and I can't believe there are odds against. It's a gift from the gods.
21-20, Stoke to win the game, Lee.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? I don't know why they're that price. It's disrespectful, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, Watford are they're a decent side. You know, they've drawn at Bournemouth, they've beaten Newcastle, they lost 2-0 at City, they drew at Everton. So, you know, they're not, you know, they haven't done much wrong, to be fair, so far. And I can see why maybe the traders want to tempt you in a little bit with Stoke, because I think the draw is quite big here.
Yeah.
Because the one thing you've got with Stoke, again, and we're going back to this whole home and away thing, is that they are much more suited to play away from home at the moment. If you give Stoke a team who are going to come on to you and you're going to be able to, you know, keep the ball and play on the counter-attack, they'll love that. Mark Hughes said as much, you know, in his post-match interview on Monday night. Now, you've got a team here at home against a Watford side who may well come and try and shut up shop. Now, can they break them down? I think the traders are trying to get you in the book there and trying to get you to back Stoke and pray it's a draw. That's all I can think of, because they don't deserve to be. You know, as you've both said, the form has been really good. You know, the Bournemouth game, the 2-1 against Bournemouth was the last home game. They before that, they'd drawn 2-2 with Leicester at home, lost to West Brom, lost to Liverpool at home. So it's nothing, you know, there's only one win on the board so far. And that was an 83rd minute winner that Stoke squeaked in against Bournemouth. So it wasn't an easy thing. I'm not going to get sucked in. I'm going to go for the draw at 21-10. I think Watford might frustrate Stoke.
I think if there's one 0-0 on the coupon this weekend, this could be a 7-1 if you fancy the 0-0 draw in the game. But Derek with Stoke at 21-20 and Lee going with the draw at 21-10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.